Okay, today we'll start talking a little bit about the concept of kashering utensils year-round and especially for Pesach. Now, according to Halacha, you can have a spotlessly clean pot that you cook chicken soup in. Okay, you cook chicken soup in a pot, and now the pot is spotlessly cleaned. Nevertheless, the pot is considered fleishik. It's considered meat. Why is it considered meat? Because within the walls of the vessel, through heat, the taste of the chicken soup becomes absorbed within the walls of the pot. Therefore, inside the walls of the pot is a meat taste. Now, if you're going to take the same pot and on the same day cook dairy, you're going to make a dairy soup. So what's going to happen is the taste of the meat inside the pot, absorbed in the pot, is going to come out and mix with the milk. And now you're going to have meat and milk together. Okay? That is the problem. Because vessels absorb, generally speaking, through heat. Heat makes things go into the material. Therefore, what do you do if the pot became not kosher or a chametz stick, whatever, and now you're going to take a chametz stick pot and cook with it on Pesach? The taste of chametz that's absorbed within the walls of the pot are going to come out into the Pesach tikka food, and you can have a mixture of chametz and Pesach together. So therefore, what needs to be done? So there's a concept called kashering utensils. What is the concept of kashering utensils? It's a very simple concept. Getting out what went in. Getting out what went in. The taste went in, the meat taste, the chametz sticker taste, whatever went in. You have to do whatever you can to get it out. Once you get it out, and there's nothing more absorbed within the walls of the vessel, so halachically the vessel is a brand new vessel. It's a brand new vessel, you can use it for milk, you can use it for dairy, you can use it for Pesach, you can use it for whatever you want. Okay, now, because heat makes things go in, so then the way it goes in is the way it goes out. In other words, if you have a pot that you made chicken soup in, okay, and you want to get the chicken soup taste out of the pot, it has to go out the way it went in. Now, how did it go into the pot? How was it absorbed within the walls of the pot? Through hot water. So therefore, how do you get it out? Through hot water, what's called hagala, which is the purging process. I'm speaking the concepts, not the details of the halacha. It comes out with hagala. You put it into boiling hot water that bubbles. So then, if it's a kasherable material, then the taste comes out. So what went in now comes out through the water. If it went in through direct heat, direct fire, for instance, you have a barbecue grill or broiler pan, okay? The meat is not getting into the grates through hot water. It's getting in directly through fire. You put the steak on the barbecue grill, there's a fire underneath it. So then the taste of the meat, which is absorbed within the grill, is now absorbed within the grill, but with direct fire. So there, 1 second. So therefore, if it goes in with direct fire, it has to come out with direct fire. In other words, it's not enough to take that grate and just put it into boiling hot water, because it went in with a much stronger power than hot water. Fire is much stronger than hot water in absorbing a taste. So therefore, the only way you can get it out is by doing it the same way it went in, with direct fire. What?
We're doing agala, the water is boiling.
Right.
We put something in it to be agala. But at the end of agala, after we do all everything that we wanted to clean, the water is still clean. Nothing came out of any vessel or anything.
By the way, just for the record, the water is not that clean. The water is not that clean. After you finish doing Haggalah, especially if you have a lot of utensils, it's not. The second reason why less comes out, again, this is going into detail that I don't want to get into now, that before you kasher with Haggalah, you have to wait 24 hours. You can't... What?
Wait for what?
Before... If a pot became treif,
yes.
Okay, or used it for chametz,
yes.
And now you want to kosher it for Pesach, yes. You can't kosher it until you wait 24 hours first.
Before the last after use.
After the last hot use.
But you have to wash it away 24 hours.
Well, if you wash it with hot water, yeah. You have to... Why? Because then, as we learn, the taste becomes blemished. So not that much is coming out.
That makes sense.
Okay. It's coming out less than it would be. I'm sure if you would do it the same day, you would have more coming out.
Okay, thank you.
But it's the taste that comes out, you're not going to see the taste.
Yeah, but it's still an absorption of actual taste. Yeah, but it's taste that's there. But there's another difference between Haggalah and what's called Libun, is the direct fire. Haggalah, and this again, tomorrow Mr. Shem will talk more. Haggalah is spitting it out. Libun is destroying it. That means if I have a meat pot and I want to get the taste of the meat out, okay, when I do Haggalah, the hot water, that, it doesn't destroy the taste that's in it. It makes it spit out. So it comes into the water, correct? When I take a blowtorch, a direct fire, I'm not making it spit out. I'm not spitting out the treif. What I'm doing is destroying the treif. There's a big difference whether you need to wait 24 hours. When you do Libun, you do not need to wait 24 hours. But when you do Haggalah, you need to wait 24 hours. And we'll learn the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, later. But we'll learn the Mitzvah Shem the reason.